This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Comes from, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. As fast the hour, it's the DJ V Show. I'm the V. I'm Victoria Keelan with Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn. And hi. That's Jennifer Horn's voice, the lovely and talented Jennifer Horn.
So I'm guessing we're having some technical problems.
Yeah, we're in the midst of a tech meltdown with Doug.
Which it seems kind of funny because ever since Doug has like done upgrades to his studio, things have started to fail miserably. And I feel like that's what we can all identify with right now, right? There's a lot of stuff that's dividing people politically. Everybody's all cranked up. But one thing you can always agree on is that when you have the cable company out, there is always going to be some sort of sort of problem. Any upgrade to anything, a new TV, new phone, new internet, it always seems to go bad. So we're working on that right now. In the meantime, lots of stuff going on. There are recounts underway in Georgia. There are lawsuits being filed by the Trump administration. And meanwhile, Joe Biden is looking to put together his transition team. And I wanted to get your take on this because you probably know Victoria and I come from different political perspectives. We love each other. But we definitely consider things differently. And I thought it was interesting to see that the chief of staff that was put into place by Joe Biden is someone he worked with in the Obama administration who oversaw some of the response to Ebola, which I don't take issue with. But one of the suggestions being made by Joe Biden and some of his new appointees is that he consider a 4 to 6 week lockdown again, which there's fatigue. Whether we think it's right or wrong or we should just suck it up, there is fatigue. Everybody's tired of being locked down. It's been almost a year that we've been in some mode of quarantine or lockdown, depending on the state that you're in. And I'm curious to know just what you think about the possibility, at least being floated, of a 4 to 6 week shutdown as Biden would take office in January.
I mean, I don't know what that – I know that there was a lot of fear of, you know, a national mask mandate. There is no mandate that's coming. It's just going to be a strong suggestion. I'm in New Jersey. We just started a new lockdown phase. We're used to this at this point. They've traced bartenders in New Jersey. They've done the contact tracing, and there are huge clusters of bartenders with the virus. So it shows basically that, you know, people sitting at a bar or at a bar situation, even when they have the seats spaced out 6 feet apart or whatever, didn't work. So restaurants are now back to, you know, indoor dining is 25% capacity, and bars are now shut down. So you can't sit at the bar, whether you're going to a bar itself or a restaurant that has a bar. I mean, we're just, you know, at this point, I'm looking at the COVID tracking project map, which is sort of like the gold standard that comes from, it pulls data from every state department of every state. And so there isn't a single state where the virus is decreasing. I'm in New Jersey, and New Jersey, Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and Maine for the entire, the New England area, mid-Atlantic to New England area, we're in the worst category. We're in the rapidly increasing category. New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Maryland, and Virginia are in the slightly increasing category. But then, you know, as you move west on the map, Nevada is spiking in cases. That's in brown, you know, color coordinating here. It's in black is the worst, brown is second best.
They really
second
picked
worst.
Some depressing colors, actually.
It's very depressing.
They want you to be depressed.
Well, I don't know. But, well, and maybe it that is makes depressing.
The message easier.
We have right now 60, I think it's 67,000 people are hospitalized right now with COVID. So it's the worst hospitalization that we've ever had, and this is the worst number of cases. We're at basically 120,000 cases a day now are turning up. So
now the theme
can
you hear me? Is my mic on?
Yeah. You're saying.
Okay, all right. So the theme of Chicago Med this week, as they came back into circulation, was all about COVID and having cases and what they're doing with them and who's dying and that sort of thing. That was the theme. Apparently, behind the scenes, a lot of the members of the staff and crew and the stars have got COVID as a result of something. And they all shoot in Chicago. They do like they do in New York with all the Dick Wolf shows they have. They took over that big warehouse at Chelsea Pier, and they rebuilt it and made it studios. And that's what they did with a huge warehouse in Chicago. So all of the shows, whether it be Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, are all shot. The interior of all of the various shows is shot in the same big warehouse. So one got to wonder whether this thing is going to spread around, and will that be an interesting example of how this thing can go from person to person?
It just spreads so rapidly. You know, I mean, election night, some people from the Trump party who are at his election night party, you know, they have it now. It spreads so fast.
Restaurants, gyms, hotels, churches, 80% of the infections are coming from those places.
Yeah.
So instead of doing a general shutdown of everything, can we shut down? I mean, how do we select? Restaurants are the most vulnerable to being able to survive or not, because it's the toughest of the businesses. Do you shut down gyms? You shut down hotels? Shut them all down? And then hope in a week or two or three that things change?
Well, the interesting thing about the news, been open in Los Angeles since March. I mean, they were open for like 2 weeks during the summer, and they were closed down again. I don't know if 4 to 6. I guess my point is this: we are already, because I live in California, where we haven't really ever been opened up. But we're still seeing cases rise. So it's hard to argue that the shutdown is working in my mind, and that it's causing a worse problem to the economy. So I guess the story today is that Dr. Michael Osterholm, who's an advisor to Joe Biden on his coronavirus team, is saying we need to shut the economy down nationally, do a lockdown, is what he called it, for 4 to 6 weeks.
Is this the guy who has just written a book about, excuse me, that people shouldn't live beyond 75?
Killing all the same guy? This is a different one. So he's got that person. He also has Zeke Emanuel, who's Rahm Emanuel's brother, on his task force. And so
he's the guy. He's the guy that wrote the book that suggests that people should die, be allowed to die when they're 75. There's a new, you read, I'm going to send you the link. There's a new book out, this guy, Emanuel, written. He's in Pennsylvania.
He even said that the vaccine shouldn't go to people over 75.
Wait a second,
Joe Biden is way over 75.
Right, I wonder how they get away with that. Exactly, right.
So that's to be I don't understand the point of the book.
The book is basically a primer on who should live and who should die, and under what circumstances should people be given what do they call the care, ultimate care, but it's not called extreme, whatever it is.
It's like palliative care instead of...
Yeah, right. Don't expect to get government help if you want to live over 75, you're on your own. That's basically the premise of the book. So you can imagine how that's going to go over.
He's an oncologist, so there must be some other angle to this. Because
that's Michael, what's-his-face, that you're looking at.
Zeke Emanuel.
Yeah. I don't think it's Ezekiel Emanuel that wrote the book. It's someone else on the task force that did it. I wish I could remember his name. I'll look it up right now. Hang on.
Anyway.
You guys chat amongst yourselves.
The COVID cases that we're talking about, that we're seeing in the data, again, coming pretty much from the same sources. Researchers track movements in restaurants, cafes, grocery stores, gyms, hotels, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Infections are happening very unevenly, so says the data and the study. Models, according to them, predict that one visit to a grocery store is twice as dangerous for a lower-income person than it is for an upper-income person.
Oh, just you're right. It is Ezekiel Emanuel, by the way. You were
That's
absolutely right, Doug. Yeah, no, you're right. I thought it was another one on the task force.
No.
So, yeah,
no.
It is him.
No.
Yep.
So, anyway, that's another. We need to talk about that separately from this COVID discussion. The new CDC study about the effectiveness of wearing a face mask. excuse me. Say it again, Doug. A face mask. Mask, hello. Try it three times, Doug. A face mask. This is really this has always been in my mind, in my wheelhouse, the way the benefits of wearing a mask far exceed anything else that anybody does under any other circumstance.
Yeah, it literally, it's just more and more studies are showing it is
right.
The number one thing you can do. Besides washing your hands, it's the number one thing you
Closing
can do.
Closing down stores doesn't do it. If you have a store or a restaurant and you maintain, and that's what happens around here, you can't go into any place around here without a mask on. And if you
right.
do, they'll throw you out.
Yeah,
and that's the way it ought to
yeah.
be. That's the way that multiple layers of cloth, that one micron that Jack Stockwell talked about, the virus itself measures one micron. So you need to have a mask, not 10 microns or whatever. So food for thought, 17 after the hour.
Is your pet's constant itching and scratching making you crazy enough to pull your own hair out? Hi, Warren Eckstein here. More than 30 years ago, I started talking to you about your pets on radio and TV, and I heard over and over how your cats and dogs need relief from dry skin, itching, and shedding. Solving these problems inspired me to formulate my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. I consulted top animal nutritionists and veterinarians to formulate the most comprehensive antioxidant-rich supplements. And now, more than 30 years later, Hugs and Kisses have been a healthy daily treat for generations of pets. Just read the comments from verified and satisfied buyers on my website, thepetshow.com. If you want to control your pet shedding, if that dander is driving you crazy, or you'd like to build a barrier for flea season, just go to my website, thepetshow.com, and order my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. While you're there, watch my webisodes on behavior, or just look at some of the amazing videos. Thepetshow.com. Remember, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-HUGS. That's 1-800-430-4847.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Great deals on the hottest brands.
Staples has this year's must-have gifts for working or learning from home.
Like Apple AirPods, great for video conferences or online classes.
And now at Staples, Apple AirPods Pro are just $194. You save $55.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Get the most wonderful deals on gifts this holiday at Staples.
Ends 11/14. In-store only. Limit 2. While supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. It has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. Various podcasts that come from my creative mind and my staff's creative mind. The Good Day Health Show, Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell every week. Ken's latest Good Day Health podcast focuses on our negativity and what the negative mindset does to our physical being. It was pretty, it's a reach for Ken to go to the spirit mind body connection, but he does it effectively. So if you want to see if you can get yourself out of that negative mode, listen to Ken, gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to 1 a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hood Ring from Britney Spears. As we get started in this hour's Focus on Music, it's Britney Spears and the judge and the whole business about conservatorship. According to her attorney, Britney Spears is afraid of her father. Father's name is Jamie, and refuses to perform so long as he continues to have control of her career. So this is all playing out in L.A., it looks like, Jennifer. And, of course, there she's lived in L.A. for quite a
long
time.
Doesn't she live in Vegas?
She did, but I don't know that she's... I know she was living both in Vegas and in Calabasas. No, she lives up in, like, the Kardashian land now, I think.
Yeah,
yeah, that's where her boys are, and that's where they go to school. So I don't know where we see her on Instagram. I thought it was L.A. just by looking outside. It looks like it's L.A., but... I don't know. I know she has double residence, though.
So her attorney said that she's a high-functioning conservatee.
Which is weird, because the last time he made a statement about her mental capacity, he said that she was basically, like, comatose and that she wasn't capable of signing legal documents. Right. So I guess he's changed his tune. I don't know. This is a very strange case.
It's a weird story.
It's weird.
So who do we believe, mother, I guess, is the question.
None of them.
Well, her mother weighed in on this, Lynn Spears, she's divorced from Jamie. She said that the relationship between Britney and the father is toxic. Literally, like, she actually said toxic, which is hilarious because that's Britney's biggest hit. But she said it's toxic, and she said that, you know, they just don't communicate. So, I don't know. This is just sort of falling apart.
Why isn't she the conservator, then?
Exactly. I don't know. Why,
so, once again, where are her children? Are they with Federline?
The dad. Yeah.
Full-time with Federline.
Which, that's a reality show.
Their reality show.
Checking him out.
Full-time with Federline.
All right, 25 change at the hour on the DJV program. Haim.
Haim, the band Haim.
I was going to do Lockheim.
Oh, boy.
Haim. So I don't know. Why don't you take this, Victoria?
Three sisters, Haim. They're a band.
Say hi. Yeah.
They've become increasingly popular. This is a new sound for them. This is a new song called Feel the Thunder. It's on an animated kids movie called The Croods, A New Age, And so this is something that was new for them. They're more like
all right,
pop.
Hold on a second. We're having such fun with our microphones today.
I know. Everybody's, I punched mine by accident. Sorry. I just moved
mine
to scratch
work.
My nose.
Yours is falling off.
I was going to sneeze.
Hello.
Ding,
ding, ding.
Look, yeah, my ears are bleeding. My ears are literally
oh,
bleeding.
You guys. It's going to be fine. Hello.
All right. Let's go. Keep going.
So anyway, so this is from a new animated movie called The Croods, A New Age. And so the three sisters in Haim have done this new song, and it's very Guns N' Roses, and it's kind of a new way of them recording. They said that it was live-sounding drums. And
I wonder what can't encapsulate your preferences, because I'm not sure I really understand your musical preferences. You all know what mine are. We pretty much know what Jennifer's are. Are yours as broad as they seem to be? You seem to have more knowledge or connection to Jennifer is pretty much country. I'm moldy, oldie, goody, goldies from my rusty rack of wrinkle records. Yours seems to be very eclectic. Am I right there?
I think that's probably true, yeah. I like everything from opera to
But you don't like the music I like. You don't like everything because you don't like it when I do the Throwback Thursday with music from the 60s.
That's not true. Some of the songs are terrible on Throwback Thursday. But
really?
Some of the songs are awful. But it's not all the time. I like a lot of different things. But, you know, those are charts. Those are not, like, your picks when we do Throwback Thursday.
No, it's
those,
the top
those are
five
just
the,
whatever was on the chart
week.
That year. Well,
this
if
week
you take,
is 66, and
right,
everyone with a blue dress on.
Right, so if you take, but if you take whatever's on the charts right now, the top five songs, I'm guaranteed to probably hate three of the five.
Yeah, and I wouldn't like any of them, probably, right?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay.
But, yes, I do have eclectic taste.
Three out of five ain't bad. It was, maybe that's the slogan they hold on to. All right, so there's Haim. Haim? Haim. Haim.
Haim.
Haim.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A report by the United Nations Atomic Watchdog said Iran has installed a first cascade of advanced centrifuges in the underground NEA's uranium enrichment plant. The materials are used for nuclear enrichment used in weapons. Tehran denies trying to develop a nuclear bomb, saying enrichment is only to generate energy for civilian uses. Former Democrat strategist and White House advisor Dick Morris said Wednesday that six counties in Wisconsin showed significant increases in turnout, while the others showed declines of 10% or more, raising suspicion of ballot harvesting. Mr. Morris thinks that after Georgia's hand count is concluded, Georgia will flip to the president.
They also found 2,500 people who voted despite not being registered. And the hand recount is a big, big development. I can't imagine that Georgia will remain for Biden as a result of this.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The 34th largest state by area, the 7th most populous, and the 10th most densely populated in the Union, Ohio, has issued a new mask mandate as COVID-19 cases are on the rise. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
Ohio is enacting new restrictions as the state battles with a spike in COVID cases. Hospitalizations for the disease have nearly tripled since September, and the state has added more than 50,000 new cases in the last 2 weeks. Governor Mike DeWine reissued his public mask mandate on Wednesday, also requiring all businesses to post notice of a face covering requirement at all of their entrances, requiring all stores to make sure their customers are wearing masks, and creating a new retail compliance unit to enforce those mandates. In an address to the state, DeWine asked Ohioans to keep doing the basics to stay safe.
I ask you, keep going. Recommit to your individual efforts to stay safe, because what you do in your private lives affects everyone. Please, please, don't host that birthday party or that baby shower or that get-together to watch the football game. Don't attend the gatherings that you're invited to. Stay home when you can. Work from home if you can.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thursday Night Football will feature Philip Rivers and the Indianapolis Colts heading down to Music City and take on the Tennessee Titans. Game is at 8:20 p.m. Eastern on Fox. For the USA Radio Network, I'm Lance Pry.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thirty-four at the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. The thing that's, let me see if I can adjust that. You got it all right now? Mic's okay? Does that sound all right to everybody?
Yep. Now you sound good.
All right.
A little behind the scenes here.
I know. We're trying to figure all of this stuff out. Bob, if you're listening, I need you to make a trip to Framingham today. I'm going to figure this all out. Meanwhile, here's one of the most, you know, I was talking earlier about how there has never been any money that defense contractors wanted to build things that has been refused by the federal government. Never. So now comes news from the Appropriations Committee that public broadcasting is going to get about $500 million from the taxpayer in their budget. And I have talked about this sort of repeatedly, not hopefully distracting, but it's one of my pet peeves because of the situation we find ourselves in. You know, that's $500 million we were using to help the veterans that we're using instead to help broadcasters who don't need a red penny. The way public broadcasting works, whether it's radio or television, the begathons raise millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars to operate. The if you're familiar with the term feather bedding, ladies, do you know that term, Jennifer, Victoria? Do you know the term feather bedding? What that means? What it's
I've heard it, but I don't know
yeah,
what it means.
I don't
use it a
feather
lot.
Bedding started to be, it was applied to the railroads at first because the unions would so overdo, you had to have one guy to turn the light switch on, another guy to turn the wheel on the brake, another guy to hit the accelerator. It was because they required the different jobs to be done by different people instead of one person being able to do all of the jobs. So what's happened in radio and television in the public sector, i.e. CPR, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, or the National Public Radio, which is usually, that's the radio side of public broadcasting, they get hundreds of millions of dollars every year. They have so overstaffed. If you listen to one NPR program, there are, at least in Jennifer, maybe this, well, you both, I mean, certainly Victoria, you've been around. You saw how things were at Sirius before you came here and at the New York radio station where you worked, wherever you've been, you know what it takes to actually run a program or to run a station or to run a network. And so what happens at PBR, the public broadcasting radio folks, they have producers, directors, they have behind-the-scenes people ad nauseum. It takes them, I figured it out, because I went to public radio once with a partner of mine at the time to do a version on public radio of the talk radio countdown show that I do with Michael Harrison. And when I went and sat in the president's office, I can't remember the guy's name, I can remember what it looked like. I sat and I said, we can produce this program for $1.3 million a year. And he looked at me because it was 25% of what they spend to produce a similar one-hour show. So we would save them 75% over what they normally budget to do a radio program. And one of the one-hour, you know, those weekend shows like Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me and, you know, that kind of stuff. What they do every week, they have singular hosts that they pay a salary to and all these other people. And so I said to the guy, well, we're going to do this less expensively and it'll be a good feather in your cap to have something. No, you don't belong to our club. And that's literally, he looked at me, that was were his exact words. You don't belong to this club. Which meant,
if you operate efficiently, then you're not going to make them any money.
Exactly.
That's the club, right?
So, yeah. So the point of my telling you this story is to go back again to veterans that are getting screwed by the federal government. Your tax dollars going to public broadcasting is an unbelievable waste of money. I'm not telling you that that public broadcasting isn't great, because it is. I think a lot of some of the great radio shows, great television shows, but they don't need this money. And they continue to convince Congress to spend hundreds of millions of dollars every year. And frankly, more Democrats than Republicans say, oh, if we don't do this. I remember when Hillary, when they were running, when she was, I don't remember what her job was at the time. I think she was in the Senate. And the budget, the Appropriations Committee said, we're going to cut the budget down to $100 million. She said, oh, no, you're going to kill Barney. No, you can't do that. Well, it's the most god-awful, ridiculous, stupid thing that you could come up with. It is asinine that we as taxpayers are giving $500 million a year to these puffed-out phonies that run PBR, public broadcasting, versus helping veterans. It is preposterous, outrageous, and yet it continues. And I bet there isn't one person listening right now who will pick up the phone or send an email to his or her congressman and say, I don't approve of your voting for $500 million to give to public broadcasting. I wonder if there's one person listening, or two or three or four or a dozen, who would have the chutzpah to send a note to his or her congressman, and what good would it do unless there was a landslide of 100,000 people sending a note to their congressman. This is the kind of waste, fraud, and abuse that we have all through government. But to give this money to public broadcasting is a damnable outrage. So I've had my piece with that. It really is way over the top.
I agree with you. And I have to tell you, the more I've been investigating some of these claims of voter fraud and irregularities and The longer you do this, and when you start going down rabbit holes, you realize that all of us are being played.
We really are.
And we've all been turned against each other because it's Trump versus Biden and Republicans versus Democrats. Don't give anybody an inch. And when you
see what's
going on,
Jennifer,
and who's profiting,
the pandemic disruptions have also created that same thing. And as I said very much in the beginning, when this thing fell apart and we had people dying and then everything was shutting down, we got to stop the world. They didn't know what the ramifications were going to be. So I guess I understand a little bit of as to why it was done at the beginning. But to keep it going on when you look at the numbers, and I don't mean to sound like I'm not a cruel, horrible person that wants to see people die, but at what point, I have a friend who runs one of the oldest restaurants in Framingham, went to school with me, family place, been in business for 85 years. He's going to have to sell his restaurant because he cannot make it under the circumstances. He cannot get his clientele to come back. And this is one of the most well-known and successful restaurants in my town. They're going to have to close it because his whole life, his father's life, his grandfather's life, all the things they built up in this restaurant are going up in smoke. Because
I would say, you know, people go, well, too bad. He had a nice life and he had a nice restaurant. But
no,
I'd say, what about the contribution to the community and how many people? I mean, my dad's girlfriend is in the same situation.
Yeah,
not that
same kind
of
a restaurant. You know, that's very, she's got an Italian restaurant, family restaurant in a community that's buzzing. And she can't make it. This guy can't make it.
And she's struggling because she's had people who've worked for her for 20, 30 years that she's like, oh, my gosh, how do I keep them going? How do I, you know, because you're responsible. When you're an employer, you're responsible for your employees' well-being. And it's extremely difficult to make decisions that benefit everybody.
We're being
played. It's a tough time. It really is.
We're being
played. And the sad thing is the news media is so complicit in it. They're playing along on people's fears
really
and on their division. So we're getting brainwashed to think we all hate each other.
It's not in their best interest to screw over. I mean, they are losing advertisers left and right because they can't stay in business. So if they're just a practical side of the news media and what really is going on here, they're basically screwing themselves. I see it's interesting, all kinds of speculation over Alex Trebek's replacement, the host of Jeopardy, the fact that Ken Jennings is very popular with fans, Anderson Cooper is being mentioned, as we said, I think yesterday, the day before, Stephanopoulos is being considered. Anderson Cooper, although very arrogant, he's pretty smart. He might not be bad. For this.
I wouldn't watch it ever again if it ran.
No, because
Cooper.
He's too political. That's
I think it should be. I think we should honor
reading
the list.
Questions isn't political. Whoever it is, it's not, you know, whatever.
Alex Trebek should be. He wrote a list. I think they should honor Alex by looking
who's
at
who's on the list.
I think I told you it was. He joked about it being Betty White. He didn't name every person, but one of them was like the Kings play-by-play guy for the Los Angeles Kings. I guess he knows him personally, and I don't know. He wrote a whole list of people, and I think it has to be someone we don't know, because I think if it is someone we know,
I agree.
The story flips. So it needs to be someone who's a little lesser known, I think.
Yeah. Let's see here. Howard Stern.
I mean, the people being tossed out are just, it's not going to be any of them.
It's going to come from left field. I think, you're right.
Or it'll be someone from the Jeopardy, you know, one of the champions. I think that makes a lot of sense.
But they're not telling
you. But you don't know about them. You don't know them.
Yeah, I know.
That's exactly what we're saying. It needs to be someone who we don't know.
Train them to be comfortable television. You know, one of the, really, the great secrets, if that's what it is, of Trebek is he was so... He fit. He was trained. His being was, he came from a television background and knew how to do television. The same as people like me and maybe you, I use myself as an example, or Limbaugh, some of the people that have been around for a long time that have been on the radio through thick and thin, disc jockeys and people who knew how to make folks comfortable listening to the formatics so they're not really focused on the formatics. Of how to do this. And I think that's the gift that Sajak brings. I mean, he's just so casual. Do you realize how, even if he is skunked every time they tape that stuff, or Trebek, do you realize how complicated it is to keep that stuff together as they move through
Even if he's drunk, he's better drunk than most people are sober. I don't think he's sober.
The other guy who's great at this is Bergeron. He is a master at doing it. And you don't know it. You don't feel it because he's so natural and so good at it. And he was trained from the boots up. He started as a radio kid at the same age I did when he was 17 and came along through radio and local television. He's a master of it. And that's what I think you got to have for a job like what Trebek did. I mean, the reason he got paid as much as he did is because he made it look so easy, because he was so good. And, I don't know. I think you're right. Maybe it'd be somebody from the business who isn't well-known, because those guys weren't well-known when they stepped into the seat. They made the program their own.
And I think that's what's cool. That's how they became the icon, right? And so I think that's why I support. I would like to see someone who we don't necessarily know, because I think it's the part of the legacy.
Yep, sure is. Okay, 46 after the hour on the DJB program.
Today, I'm going to be healthy. I'm going vegan, vegetarian, occasional steakitarian. No keto. What's the one where you only eat fruit? What about quinoa? Quinoa. Is that healthy? Sound healthy. Being healthy looks different for everyone, but we can all agree that when you put the right things in your body, you feel your best. That's why Bulletproof makes clean coffee, snacks, and supplements with only the best ingredients, like new Bulletproof chocolate-dipped collagen bars, available in delicious flavors like double chocolate, vanilla, and coconut, or new Bulletproof cold brew latte made with collagen protein and MCT oil for sustained energy, all with no added sugar, gluten, soy, or artificial fillers. This is food that makes you feel great. And at the end of the day, that's what being healthy is all about. Learn more and save 15% with code RADIO15 at Bulletproof.com.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
There are stories that inspire us, unite us, that bring out the best in all of us. Americans who become heroes, who become legends. As we celebrate Veterans Day, join us for a very special television event commemorating our heroes. American Valor, We Stand Together. Hosted by Terry Crews and with stories from Harrison Ford, Gary Sinise, Renee Zellweger, and many more, American Valor celebrates the best of who we are as a country. Visit AmericanVeteranCenter.org to learn where you can watch.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not...
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronos visits with us every week here on this program. He runs Lake Cardiology, which is a fabulous, it's like an episodic adventure when I go down there to visit him. The clinic is spread out, lots of experts, lots of expertise, lots of clinical areas, lots of equipment. It's kind of a fun place to go. You get yourself checked out. You can have access to Ken as well. You don't have to go there personally because of the new world order of telemedicine. So if you'd like to be in touch, either go visit with Ken or if you'd like to have a visit on the Zoom, you call 352-735-1400 for an appointment there. That's 352-735-1400. Spend an hour with Ken and you'll be very much, you'll be very satisfied. You'll be at ease, if you will. Dr. Ken Kronos, 352-735-1400. First question, are patients going to be able to view their doctor's findings electronically? Apparently there's some stuff floating around, Ken, this week that the opening of records is part of a new federal initiative to give patients easier access to their own health records. I thought we already had it. What do you know about records and what's available to the patient through those new, what do they call them, patient portals?
Yes, I'm hoping this is an old story, but we have had a patient portal for a number of years, going back to 2014, where you can, if you like, not everybody enjoys doing this, but if you have an internet connection, you go to a particular web address, put in your username and password, and you're connected to our patient portal. And most doctors' offices today have them. They're hopefully very well controlled, so your information is protected. And you can see much of your medical record in most patient portals that are at the cutting edge. for many patients who enjoy technology, this is a very satisfying experience.
But if you don't enjoy technology, then how do you get this information?
Well, when you're in the office, you ask your physician or one of the assistants to just print out your records, and you own those records. You have every right to your records. They may charge you for that service, for that right, because there is some cost to printing them and blah, blah, blah. It should be a reasonable page charge. And most states, like in Florida, there is a customary charge for doing something like that set by the state, and it's a reasonable per-page charge if you want things printed out the old-fashioned way.
Yeah. All right. Next question has to do with a recommended daily consumption of whole eggs. Is it true that whole eggs will reduce your risk of heart disease and stroke?
Well, when you say whole
eggs... The reason I ask you that is because I can remember not necessarily you and I, but over the years, there certainly has been a lot of focus on eggs, too much cholesterol, you shouldn't eat them. It's kind of like coffee. Some people, one day it's good for you, next day it's not. Chocolate, so eggs. What's the story with eggs?
And the studies have changed and the recommendations have changed. And the bottom line is you have to look at the white, you have to look at the yolk. I wouldn't recommend more than one egg yolk a day. And depending on your heart history and your cholesterol, you know, anywhere between 3 to 6 egg yolks a week would make sense depending on the person.
3 to 6 egg yolks
a week, not more than one per day.
So not whole eggs then.
Well, you can, on the day you want to eat the yolk, you can have the whole egg. And egg whites are different. There's no cholesterol in the egg whites. It's pure protein. And then you just have to factor that into your daily protein. So egg whites, just protein. The issue with the egg yolk is it's a huge source of cholesterol. And you need some, but just don't overdo it.
Right. All right. The question about the studies on
and there
COVID.
Are unique proteins in the egg yolk that makes it a good healthy thing to do. So don't stay away from them, just in moderation. Don't have more than one a day.
All right. Here's a quick one because we only have a few seconds left. Daylight savings time. What does it do to us?
You broke up. I didn't hear what you said.
Daylight savings time. What does it do to us?
Oh, my gosh. Our internal hormones get confused, and I'm a big advocate. We should stay on one time for the whole year, 12 months a year. Pick the one you like. I like having an extra hour of sleep, but it just torches our internal clocks and puts stress on the body when we change. That's the key.
That's the key. All right, there's Dr. Ken. Questions for Dr. Ken. Doug Steffen here with Ken Kronhaus at 59 past the hour.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.